type of things. And, you know, I mean, it's tough because, you know, I can only imagine, you know, because I don't know that feeling of losing somebody and losing a kid, you know, especially from a tragic thing like that. And, you know, it's never right, you know, to kill anybody. And, you know, it happens in this world, but, you know, until we come together as one and try to, you know, stop all that, I mean, I don't know.
What did you say?
So you're in one of those states that is the battleground.
Pretty much murder capital.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where you are.
You know, and it's like a competition for a lot of people, and that's not good, you know. And all I can say is, you know, I stay in the house. I try to, you know, do things right. You know, you can't always run away from, you know, danger. You know, you just got to try to be as careful as you can.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys want to prove in this game against the Redskins? The first meeting, nothing really went right on, you know, either side of the football. What do you want to do?
We just want to, you know, stay physical. I mean, you know, they called us off after this game. You know, we just want to go out there and be a physical team, you know, and play good in every area, offense, defense, special teams, you know, and shoot it. And don't turn the ball over and, you know, do your assignment and stuff like that. We should win the game.
Last 2 weeks playing NFC East teams, you know, how big of a deal is it to you guys that y'all can affect the outcome of the race because it's like a three-way tie for first place?
Well, you know, it's nice that we can affect, you know, something, you know. I mean, that's – and then – and then 2 weeks, you know, we want to win these last two games so that we can go into the offseason, you know, with some type of pride and, you know, happiness, you know, that at least we finish strong and, you know, we can get ready for next year.
It's kind of a feel-good season for you in the sense that all the things you've been through, you kind of you're kind of back at that point where you were that first round draft pick and all that.
Yeah, it feels good because first off, you know, it's a losing season, so it's a couple of us that ain't gonna be here next year, and I feel good that I'm starting to come on strong, and you know, just so that my job at least can be safe a little bit, you know, because. I mean, you don't want to be not producing when we're in the losing season. And, you know, it feels good that, you know, now my confidence is there and that, you know, I can keep building on each week.
Mm-hmm. This could be the last time this group faces this crowd. How special will that be or not special? Talk a little bit about it.
It'll be special because, you know, Coach Reed, you know, I want him to go out on a W, with a W with his – you know, supposedly last home game, because everybody's saying, you know, he's pretty much not going to be here. So, you know, I just want him to go out strong. Just want him to go out with, you know, a W here and a W away, you know, in New York.
What's the best gift you got in your life?
Best gift you ever got?
The best gift? I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, I guess the best gift was me being born because my mom said, they told my mom she couldn't have no kids because she had leukemia. So I guess that's a blessing for me, you know, to be here, you know. But other than that, I guess a TV. My mom got me my first flat screen when it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
How about one that you've given?
One that I've given, I gave my mom her place. You know, here, you know, yeah. So that was the best gift I could have gave right there. That was the biggest gift I ever gave. Yep.